everybody, and welcome back to another season of the official ASPN podcast, The Sediment. I'm your host, Sudha Garimella, and I'm a pediatric nephrologist in sunny Greenville, South Carolina. I am joined today, and I am super excited by this, by Dr. Zangler, who is our associate podcast editor and who is going to be co-hosting with me today. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves, but first off, let's hear from Dr. Zangler.
Hi, everyone. My name's Emily Zangla, and like Sudha said, I'm happy to be the podcast editor here this year on The Sediment. I am a third-year pediatric nephrology fellow at the University of Minnesota, and my fun fact is I am very good at hula hooping, and I enjoy doing that in my free time.
Wow, that's amazing. Hula hooping. Every year we discover hidden talents amongst pediatric nephrologists. We should probably have a prize for the most surprising fact, right? Okay, who do we have on today, Emily?
All right, so first we have some of our ASPN counselor members, so thanks for joining us today. The first one is our ASPN president-elect, Dr. Atkinson. So can you introduce yourself and tell us a fun fact?
Yes, hi, I'm Meredith Atkinson. As you said, I'm from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. My fun fact, I don't know how fun it is, but it's PAS applicable. I grew up right across Lake Ontario from Toronto in Rochester, New York. So to me, Toronto feels like it's close to home. I never went to New York City till I was in my 20s, but we would go to Toronto several times a year because it was the biggest nearby city. And so I'm very excited that's where PAS is this year.
Oh, that's great.
It's wonderful. I did not know that about you, Meredith. I spent 15 years in Buffalo, New York. So Rochester is my old stomping grounds too.
Oh, that's so, yes, that's great. And so Toronto is even closer.
Yes, absolutely. Great Indian food, by the way. If you are going to Toronto, you absolutely have to try the Indian food there. It's amazing.
We can provide some recommendations in our show notes, Sudha.
Great idea.
Nephrologists love food. Dr. Weinstein, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, my pleasure. And I love Indian food too, so I'll definitely look for those recommendations. So I'm Adam Weinstein. I'm a pediatric nephrologist. I'm working at Quinnipiac University as the assistant dean for clinical curriculum there now. And my fun fact is I've like a very small fun fact. It's my birthday today. So there's
Happy
no better way
birthday.
To spend a birthday with different groups of friends. And so I have a nice group of friends for the next hour here in the podcast. But the other fun fact is the weekend before the ASPN meeting, I'll be singing in a big performance. I'm in a 70-ish person choir, and we'll be singing Brahms and Schubert, and there's this orchestra and soloists. It's really, really special. So I'll be coming off of that when you see me in Toronto.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow, I'm just blown away by this. First of all, happy, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending part of your birthday with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. Dr. Verghese, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Priya Verghese, and I'm in Chicago, and I'm from Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital. And I'm really excited and thrilled to be here today. A fun fact about myself, I would say that food is my love language. So it doesn't matter whether you know me or not. If you are ever in my city and call me, I will call you over for dinner. So we have had some very interesting people at our dinner table. So I hope to hear from all of you at some point.
Wow, that's amazing, Priya. What kind of cuisine do you like to cook?
I cook everything, so that depends on the people that are coming, but obviously I have a soft corner for Indian food.
Excellent. We will take you up on that offer next time we are in Chicago.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Dr. Goswami?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Shreya Goswami. I am currently a third year pediatric nephrology fellow at Indiana University. Fun fact about me is I grew up in Thailand, did like my entire schooling there. So I know how to speak, read, and write Thai.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow. So that's definitely a rare skill, right? Did it ever help you, Shreya? Have you had a patient who spoke Thai?
I had one Thai family when I did my residency in Cleveland, but not much since then. But I do use it in Thai restaurants.
Yes, of course. Yeah, somehow this podcast is going to be all about food now.
Yeah, I was going to say, turning into a food.
Excellent. And then we have one more special guest tonight.
Yeah, Dr. Williams, tell us about yourself.
Hi, everybody. My name's Anna Williams. I'm a third year fellow at Duke, and I'm one of the three PFINA co-chairs. And keeping with the theme of food, my fun fact is in my free time, I like to make gourmet ice cream, with my favorite flavor being banana white chocolate caramel.
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. Making ice cream from scratch. Well, I know it's probably the results are amazing and worth all the effort that you put into it, right?
When we all meet for our dinner, I'll have to bring some.
Excellent. Well, welcome everybody to the podcast and our first episode today that we are recording on the 18th of April. So well before PAS starts is just an introductory welcome episode that is going to just, you know, lead us through what to expect at PAS in Toronto this year and give us a chance to chat with some of our leaders as well as trainees to see what the ASPN annual meeting, which is held in conjunction with the Pediatric Academic Society's meeting, what it brings to our community of pediatric nephrologists. So I'm going to tee off first, Emily. I'm going to ask the first question, and that is going out to Dr. Weinstein. We'll start with you. You have served on the council for several years, and I know you've been treasurer too, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us a little bit about ASPN. You know, we're going through a strategic plan. What is the direction in which the society is going? What are some of our goals?
Yeah, I think I've been on the council for, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years now, and the treasurer for 6 years. So this is my last year as treasurer. So I'll be finishing that in the next couple of months. And the strategic plan was really a valuable process to go through because it really gave a full spectrum of opportunity here from all of our members. And it really emphasized our workforce as a huge area of importance and focus for the next step of our strategy and plan as a organization and society. So I'm excited for the work ahead with that. And there was such a consensus about the importance of the workforce in our work together moving forward. The, you know, other elements came out reinforcing, you know, support for our members, education, clinical work, research, scholarship, advocacy work. We continue to have a very multi-pronged approach towards supporting children with kidney disease in all different ways.
Wonderful. I'm going to pose the same question next to Dr. Atkinson.
Yeah, I think, as Adam said, there were a number of priorities that came out of the strategic plan, and workforce obviously is at the front of everyone's mind. And we had sort of the Workforce Summit 2.0 last year that was led by Daniel Serrano, who did an amazing job. And there's a manuscript that came out of that sort of detailing some positions about our workforce crisis and strategies for moving forward. I think what, you know, we hear from members though, is we need to, what are the concrete things that we are going to work on to build our future workforce? And there are a lot of people thinking very hard about that, but we definitely need more there. And I think this is true across pediatric subspecialties. And also in light of the recent, you know, pediatric residency match results, which showed, I think, more unfilled pediatric spots than maybe ever previously. So thinking about how to build our workforce and then retain it when we have it. And I think, you know, one of the things I love about this meeting, our spring meeting, is that it's an opportunity for our people to come together in person. There's something for everyone, you know, for clinicians, for people that are doing research. It's the program committee, which was led by Michelle Denberg this year, worked so hard to put together a representative program where there's a good balance between, you know, clinical relevance and cutting edge research. And I think of this meeting, if we do it right, as sort of a nephrology retention tool, like a way to help our members feel engaged no matter where they practice, no matter how big of a division they do, whether they're clinicians, whether they're researchers. And so I think of this meeting as a great way to do that. And a lot of people work really hard to put it together.
Absolutely. The program committee does a fantastic job. And I really like what you said, Meredith. I think that it is definitely a retention tool. It's also a recharge tool. Every time I go to ASPN, I come away just recharged and fired up to do better and do more. So that's
an excellent
point.
I come back with a bunch of ideas, and whether it's you know, patient care or research ideas, collaborations, I know I feel the same way.
Wonderful. So, Dr. Varghese, I'm going to ask you next. First of all, anything to add to what you think ASPN, our future is, and specifically about the program this year?
Yeah, I don't know that I have much more to add than Adam and Meredith. This is a bittersweet year for me because it's my last year on council. And I will say that the energy and the enthusiasm, the excitement of the counselors, just it was mind-blowing to me. It was one of the most fun groups that I've worked with. It is so clear that everyone in the room across that table cares deeply about each of the ESPN members and how to make sure we're reaching everyone. And so I have wonderful things to say about my experience on the council. So for those of you who are considering what ASPN means to you, remember, you can always be a voice and a part of the process. That's how I viewed this experience that I had. In terms of the program, I think the program is incredible every year. And every year, I think they cannot possibly top it, and yet they do. I think that the part about the ASPN program that I love is that it is often extremely clinically relevant, where you can actually go home and change your practice patterns. And yet it's hypothesis and idea generating. So you can also go home and talk to your friends and colleagues and say, hey, why don't we study this? Why don't we do that? So I'm quite excited for the lineup this year.
Yes, I saw that we are finally talking about urinary tract infections again. It is the problem that just never goes away. Every single time you think, well, yes, now we know. And then we realize that there's more to know, right?
It's a recurrent problem. It's a recurrent problem.
It's a recurrent problem, recurring. Yes. Like a recurrent UTI. I like that. It's a pun. For pediatric nephrologists, of course, the ASPN meeting is our main meeting of the year. But throughout the year, we have opportunity to participate in several other conferences where pediatric nephrology topics are discussed and research is presented. And we do a lot with international colleagues. And Dr. Varghese, you were the liaison, if I'm not mistaken, to ESPN. Can you speak a little bit about how our society interacts with other nephrologists across the world?
Absolutely. I was reflecting on what my favorite part about going to the ESPN meeting is. And it's actually meeting up with friends. And I think what I love about this meeting is that now the footprint is expanding. So you're not just meeting friends from across the country. Now we're consistently inviting international speakers. We're being invited to give talks at international locations, thanks to this growing collaboration between the American Society of Pediatric Nephrology and the European Society of Pediatric Nephrology. So when I started as the liaison, there wasn't a role, and I wasn't quite sure what it was going to mean. And it actually ended up exceeding expectations, because what we were able to do is the person that had the role across the pond from the ESPN and I were able to sit together, talk to our representative councils, and come up with the strategy for how we could increase collaboration, increase visibility of our up-and-coming members, and share ideas and make sure that we were getting the best from each other. And Dave Saluski has been incredible at taking over the job as liaison. And the feedback that we're getting from both sides is that this is a really valued collaboration and partnership between our both of our institutions and associations. There's been research projects that have been shared across institutions. There have been clinical protocols that have been discussed. There have been simply point of care people that we've been able to identify, where you can pick up a phone or WhatsApp the right person that's an expert that may not be in your country. So I think that this is only going to get bigger and better over time, Sudha.
That's really exciting, because it's another opportunity to see what the practice is like the world over, and to, you know, learn from each other's strengths and shore up all of our weaknesses in these areas. So that, I thought, was another unique thing about this meeting, is we do get a lot of international attendance. So for us who are, I consider, mid-career and, you know, with more experience than me, I think that it is a great place for fostering ideas. But for trainees in the field, I think that it is almost like you have to go to ASPN, because that is where you start your career and you start your own relationships with, you know, people that will serve as your friends, as your allies, your sponsors throughout your career. So I would like to talk to our PFINA chair, Dr. Williams. What is it that you would say that trainees get out of this conference?
I really like that, the statement you just said about, you know, starting your career at ASPN. I remember I attended as a student, and that is where I met my career mentors. And so from a trainee standpoint, we look at this meeting as a way to be able to explore this world of nephrology and be able to meet some of these people who are doing awesome work within our field, so that we can network and think about what's next for me as I'm looking for my job, but also as a way to connect with our co-fellows, which is one of the big things that we have been working to make sure happens. We have our happy hour that we're planning Saturday evening, just a few steps away from the convention center at the Loose Moose, just to have a time for all trainees to come together and just get to know each other and to talk about what we are learning at the meeting. And we also look for ways to support each other. We can tell folks, hey, so-and-so is doing a presentation, stop by to support. And then we're also participating in the poster walks to be able to go and see people's work, ask questions, engage, learn more. And then outside of that, as we had mentioned before, this is a great place to be able to bring people into this field. So any students or other trainees who are attending the meeting, we want to engage with them and let them know what it's like to be a fellow. And so we're promoting participation in the student mentoring breakfast.
Anna, I started at ESPN as a resident. I still remember my first presentation. I wasn't 100% sure about pediatric nephrology, and it sealed the deal for me. Not only that, but my daughter is presenting as a high school student at this meeting. She's presenting an abstract, which is just full circle for me. And the third thing I would say is our latest recruit to Lurie Children's is a fellow that I met at an ASPN meeting. So just to show you the value for trainees to come for this meeting.
Absolutely. Exactly. Wow, that's amazing. So Dr. Goswami, what are you looking forward to for this upcoming ASPN program? Is there any particular offering that caught your attention?
Oh yeah, there were multiple. I was just taking a look at, you know, the program in nephrology, and I think the one that I'm very excited for is the nephrogenetics and nephrotic syndrome. It, you know, caught my eye that a lot of them are from actually Tokyo and University of Tokyo and Korea. And as you said, as you know, they're international people, you know, coming and giving talks as well. So I was very excited that that's happening. I love glomerular disease, so I'm very excited to hear about nephrogenetics in minimal change disease. Also, just to shout out, I'm giving an oral talk on Sunday with the WE-ROC study. So in my first PAS, the WE-ROC studies were like, you know, being, the abstracts had just come out. They hadn't started public, like, you know, manuscripts were in yet. So I remember connecting with Dr. Starr, who is the WE-ROC, you know, person in our institution. And she was like, yeah, if you have a question, let's come up with an ancillary proposal. And then from there, I submitted a talk on basically looking at hyperglycemia in kids requiring CKRT as an ancillary proposal for WE-ROC. By the way, WE-ROC is Worldwide Exploration Renal Outcomes Collaborative.
Thank you. I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like a big retrospective cohort of patients all across the world, has about 1,000 patients. It's like a full circle for me. Like, you know, how I started and I heard about WE-ROC. I didn't know what WE-ROC was, and then submitting an abstract with them. So
that's wonderful. I mean, you can chat with people as they stand by their posters, and you can make a new collaboration. You can join a group. You can be part of a national, you know, consortium. All of this magic happens right there at the ASBN annual meeting. Now, I'm sure Emily has some questions for you all.
Yeah, that's great, Shreya. That just kind of shows that what fellows can really do year to year by going to the meeting. So good job.
Yeah. And I also think quite a few fellows have oral abstracts and posters. I was looking through, I know Emily, you yourself, you have an oral abstract. And I know Dr. Hambricks, who's currently at Cincinnati, also has one oral talk. So I'm very like proud of, I mean, I was a single fellow, but I feel like every conference I've met, like connected with some fellows from other institutions. So I'm really happy with, you know, the talks that are there this year, and I'm excited to attend them.
Yeah. Absolutely. It can be so daunting, right? If you're a single fellow at the institution and you don't have any counterparts, and then you walk onto that floor at ASBN and you are like, I'm going to be miserable. I won't know a single person and no one's going to talk to me. That is the exact opposite of what happens at ASBN. People take you into the fold and talk to you. So if you're still on the fence and wondering if you need to come or not, I'm going to give you a strong vote, come, because I was a single fellow and I found my people at this conference.
Yeah, totally. I'm a single fellow too. It's the best. You just finally get that camaraderie that you really need. And we all know fellowship is hard, but you leave the meeting being just really excited about everything you can do in nephrology. And I would encourage fellows to go to the job search and speed mentoring event. That is like so awesome. You get to meet so many division chiefs and your co-fellows, and it can really help you, especially if you're a second year starting to embark on your job searching adventure. So that's something that I'd recommend. And one thing I'm really looking forward to, and I know Anna is part of that, is the genetic testing talk. And that I think is going to be a panel with different cases. And I think that's really helpful because sometimes it's hard to know when to order genetic testing. And I'm glad that trainees are part of that too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be presenting a case as part of that. And even in putting together the case, I was able to learn a lot about the specific mutation that you all will learn more of if you come to the panel. So definitely would agree. If you have a spot in your day on Friday, come on down.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. And it's always such a pleasure to hear our trainees present their work. ASPN as a society, we do support our trainees, right? If you have an oral presentation at ASPN, I mean, obviously it's like a feather in your cap, right? for your CV, but also, am I right in saying that you get to go to the conference for almost free, or am I wrong?
Registration is free, yeah.
There's a lot of grants for trainees, so all fellows, we if they pay for the registration by accident, we pay it back to them. and as was mentioned, I think by Priya and Anna, there's you know, we support residents and students coming with travel grants. We really want to foster their interest in show how collaborative and also fun we are to get to spend time with. I also want to plug the oral abstracts sections, because I find them, one, there are really opportunities to see our trainees on the platform. There's a lot of trainees that present there. Another is it's just high yield. It's like you get the cutting edge, the latest info in a very efficient and well-delivered manner. And then lastly, kind of circling back to the workforce, one of the oral abstracts, Starcy Wiederman, who led a survey, you all may have taken it last year around this time, through the section of nephrology of the AAP together with the ASPN, just to study the workforce. And so she's going to be in one of the oral abstract sessions on, I think the one on Friday, she'll be presenting some of the findings of that. And so I think it's just really, that sort of information is just really helpful as we kind of learn about our workforce and try to build it back up again. There's a lot of workforce related activities kind of going on throughout the meeting in the foreground and the background between all of the student, resident, fellow sort of mentoring events that we put on. So yeah. I find it really special.
I just checked on that. It's 3:45 on Friday. So it's
perfect. Oh, yeah. Great.
I think it's great. I know someone talked earlier about how, you know, we're invested in not only the science, the hard science of nephrology, but also in acknowledging social determinants of health. And there's quite a few oral presentations and a whole session on social determinants of health. So I think that's great.
I'm pretty excited about that session too. After I moved to Chicago, what's striking to me is the diversity of patients, not just in race, but in terms of socioeconomic status, neighborhood, food insecurity. 30% of our transplant patients were food insecure during the pandemic. So I'm really excited about some of the conversations we're going to be having. Like, I know that there's a session on non-English speaking families and their access to medical care. Debbie Matosian is doing a hot topic session on that. And I just can't wait. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Awesome.
And one of the things, the advantages of having our annual meeting in conjunction with the Pediatric Academic Society's meeting is that we can also dip our feet into the general offerings. And, you know, there's a lot of excellent medical education talks. There's a lot of sessions that take a deep dive into technology and AI and, data, statistics. So if whatever, you know, is your area of interest, you're going to find that you're going to have overlapping sessions, and you're going to have to get your sneakers and just run from session to session if you have to make it there in time. But I think this is a time to give the information, which is that ASPN has a brand new app. And it is an amazing app. If you've not been on there, download it today and look at all of the announcements. There is a nice feed, sort of like early Facebook vibe, I'm going to say. Okay. So don't let that put you off, though. It's very easy to use. And it's all of our staff are going to be updating the feed during the conference, before the conference, highlighting some of the sessions that we think are going to be of interest to you all. So that is going to be another like really nifty way for you to keep up with what all is happening during PAS. And we also have our website. It's a trusty website. It's undergone a renovation and it's looking good. We are adding more sections to it. Other than that, ASPN is active on Insta. And we're going to be updating all of the sessions on Insta, and the communications committee is going to be out there. So we're going to be live tweeting a lot of these sessions. So we want it to be an inclusive, participative effort. So, this is just like the party of the year for us, right? But I wanted to just have that information out there. So if you're looking through and wondering, and of course, PAS always has an app. And you can highlight and favorite your sessions so you don't miss anything once. And I think it's active right now that on the website, but soon it will be anything that you highlight and favorite on the website will automatically transfer over to the app.
Thank you for highlighting that, Suda, because we're really excited about that app. You know, this is something that came from feedback from members during the strategic plan process and the ASPN Foundation kindly sponsored its development, and it's great. So yeah, download it. Aside from PAS, all of the educational webinars will be directly accessible through the app, you know, the ASPN Member Education Committee webinars and other webinars. So it's, and then there's, you can message groups, the interest groups will be able to message each other. So it's really exciting. I've enjoyed using it so far.
I was giving a lecture to our fellows and was looking for reference materials, and I got on the app and found the Transplant Interest Group resources and found the most, you know, on point reference articles. So I would say that this app is extremely user friendly.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement from all of us for the app. So if you haven't tried it yet, download it today. I'm going to circle back to Meredith and ask you a quick question about, you're taking over as the president, and we just want a few words about what direction you're going to lead us into. What is your priority?
That's a hard one. So, well, first of all, I'm so excited to do this, and it's going to be very hard to say goodbye to Jody as president, but she will get to hang around on council for another year. So Jody Smith will be past president, so we don't have to say goodbye to her completely. I think what we're hearing is number one, workforce. So how do we move forward and take the momentum that has come out of the Workforce Summit 2.0 and build our society both by attracting new trainees, keeping people in our field, and so I think that has to be a priority. I think that's what we're hearing from members. And as I said, there's a lot of people working on that. We don't expect to solve it in the next 2 years, but hopefully we'll continue to make progress. So that's one of my main aims. And then another one is just to make sure that we are serving the membership. I think Jody Smith has spent the last couple of years going around to divisions and having visits and finding out sort of on the ground what people want and need from ASPN and how we are serving their needs and in what ways we could meet their needs better. And so I think that was a great start. I think one of the ways we're going to try to get at that is, keep an eye out after this meeting. There's going to be not to give you endless surveys, but a survey, we want to make sure we're doing this meeting in the best way possible, that people feel like it's serving them. And so there'll be a survey going out to ask, what do you value about your meeting? What do you wish that the annual meeting had more of or less of? And I think it's important that we just keep checking back in with members to make sure that we're meeting expectations and needs. And I think getting people more engaged in ASPN, so at whatever level that is important to them. So I was at another institution this week and talking to trainees, and there are still people that don't know how to get involved with ASPN or how easy it is. And I said, no, you join a committee. You either just show up at the meeting or email the committee chair. And I think we want to maintain people getting involved, so feeling like ASPN is a place for them. And let's see, that was a few things. I can't, I also wanted to say a couple of things about this program that I think a lot of the things you all mentioned are the things I'm really looking forward to in Toronto. I think that the big ideas and big data session is really exciting to me. People are going to be talking about how to harness big data. I think that is that's going to be a wealth of future academic work for anyone who wants to use it, and quality improvement and practice improvement. Joyce Samuel is going to talk about some innovative trial design. And the one that really caught my eye was in the dialysis old dog new trick section is Cynthia Wong is talking about green dialysis. And I think that you probably do too when you're standing in the dialysis unit. I just think about all of the plastic and all that and I'm so excited to hear what she's going to present. So I think workforce initiative and just making sure, you know, we're going to go back to members over and over and just make sure that we're a strong society that's supporting people the way they need to be.
Thank you, Meredith. Yes, I looked at that dialysis session and it was really interesting to me too. So that is going to be a great session. So again, between, you know, topics that all of us have, you know, in common, like dialysis and UTIs, and no matter what your practice setting is, these are day-to-day problems for us, to something that is quite, you know, outside of something that you do on a daily basis, a little more esoteric, everything you're going to find at this meeting. And I think it's a very robust program. And I want to take the time to thank our program committee and the program chair, especially for how much effort they put into this and how much effort people put into this year after year. And to see it come to fruition is, I'm sure, very satisfying. In our subsequent episodes, we are going to be having people on who have, worked on those committees. And so we'll talk further about that. As we have done for the past few years, we're going to have three to four more episodes of the sediment for 2024. They will all be recorded after the PAS sessions are complete. So not on site, but the week following that, when everyone's back to home base and suffering a little bit of withdrawal, that's when we will have everyone come back together and we will talk about how everything went. And so I really want to thank each and every one of you here today for giving us a little window into what to expect as we pack our bags and head to an international travel to Toronto.
Yeah, and don't forget your passport.
Yes, or your passport card, right? Yes, you absolutely have to do that. And also, you know, it is probably difficult for some of our trainees to cross borders based on their visa status. So that's also understandable. There is an option to partake of these sessions online. And so that is the other thing that the pandemic has done for us, is having these hybrid kind of meetings. So that's also very helpful. There's also lots more information. There will be an ASPN booth at the meeting. So if there's anything that has piqued your interest after this episode and you want to know more, maybe you want to sign up and be a member, please do that. Please do that. We need members. So you can come by the booth and talk to one of us, and we're always happy to chat and talk about all things ASPN. Emily, few last words, and then we'll say thank you to all of our guests.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited to see all of you there and meet new people, see old friends, learn a lot, and eat good food. And also, I always save some room in my suitcase because the exhibit hall always gives out great little goodies.
Wonderful. So we're going to sign off for the very first episode of The Sediment for 2024. And we will be back with brand new episodes in a few weeks after ASPN annual meeting is complete. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night.